Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. And it is also with a little bit of sadness and regret that I have to announce that this is going to be my last podcast here on Niche Radio. I'm very sad. I've been podcasting on Niche for 2 years now. I can't believe it has flown by in a heartbeat. But fear not, great news. I'm going to be moving across to SAFM. I'm going to be joining my good friend John Gerica on Friday evenings on his show, which is called Backtracks. And I'm going to be on air from around about 9:30 till about 10. And of course, I'm going to be sharing all your favorite need to knows, places to go, places to eat at events. And of course, everything that you've come to love on Hangout with Heather. So brand new platform, SAFM. I'm on 104 to 107 FM Friday nights at about 9:30 with John Gerica on his show, Backtracks. Catch you this Friday, 1st of June. It's going to be a great show. I've got an exclusive interview with Jade Hubner, and I've also got some other secret goodies up my sleeve. So do come join us. It is going to be awesome. So now to kick off Sunday night, this past Sunday night, I've been talking about it, I think, for like the last 6 months. Finally, we have a brand new Miss South Africa. If anything could top the 2017 year, with Demi Lee winning Miss Universe, Adia van Heerden stepping up to take her place. I mean, it was quite an event year. And I must say, the 60th Diamond Jubilee pageant that was held this Sunday evening at Sun Arena in Times Square was nothing short of jaw-dropping. World-class stage production, absolutely amazing outfits, and everything was just so beautifully done. They really literally did pull out all the stops. They also got a whole bunch of the past Miss South Africa's over the last 60 years to come and join in on the stage, and it was amazing to see some well-known faces from back in the day on the stage. So that was absolutely amazing. But of course, you want to know who's the winner. Our winner, 23-year-old medical student from Paarl, Tamron Green, who will be receiving 3 million rand in prizes in one of the biggest pageants in the world. And Green will also be representing representing South Africa at the Miss Universe pageant at the end of the year. The runner-up was 26-year-old BCom graduate Talisa Kayi from East London, who took the title of Miss World South Africa, and she'll be representing South Africa on the global stage at Miss World later this year as well. And she will receive nearly 600,000 rand in prizes. Well done, ladies. It was a completely different format. It actually worked really well. And absolutely amazing. And I just have to say, I mean, these are some really not only beautiful, but intelligent ladies as well. The way they handled themselves with poise and elegance, answering the questions, it was nothing short of amazing. And as I said, nearly 40 former Miss South Africa title holders were in attendance. So Penny Ray Coolin, who was a Miss World in 1958, Annalyn Creel Bacon, a Miss World in 1974, Androlene Strauss, Miss World 2014, as well as former Miss Universe Margaret Gardner, who took the title in 1978, and of course our reigning Miss Universe Demi Lee Noel Peters. And then also Basitsana Kamalo was there, Karishni Naika, and a whole host of others. It was absolutely fantastic. And the judging panel was made up of Anele Madoda, Yanez Vermeeren, Kanye Dlomo, Kai Langer, award-winning magazine editor Michelle van Breda, and of course, Dr. Rolene Strauss was on the panel, and celebrity chef and TV personality Sibo Mthongana as well. So well done, Tamron Green. Congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing her. I'm looking forward to watching you reign for the next year. And well done to both yourself and Talisa. And keep your eyes out. These two are going far. Some entertainment that's heading your way that you don't want to miss out on. If you love all the music from the good old days, then you'll want to make sure that you do not miss our very own local singing sensation, Brendan Paper, in the title role of the Buddy Holly story. You may also just recall that Brendan has just won Tropica Island of Treasure quite recently and is clearly having a very good year, to say the least. So Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, has been enjoyed by millions of people around the world and tells the story of the tragically short life of Buddy Holly, who, along with his high school friends, the Crickets, turns country music upside down and creates some of the best rock and roll songs ever written. You can join him through his entire life story, from getting his first recording contract to the day that'll be the day hit number one in America, and Buddy's naive determination to be the first white act to play the Apollo Theater in Harlem, his whirlwind romance and marriage to Maria Elena, and concluding with the ill-fated winter dance party tour of the Midwest, and what in theater must be one of the most incredible musical concerts of all time. So don't miss out. Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, is currently on the stage at the Theatre of Marcellus's Emperor's Palace. It is running until the 10th of June, so another sort of week and a bit. The shows are weekdays at 8 p.m. and then on weekends there's a 3 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show. Tickets are R300 and you can book on empresspalace.com. So make sure to go and see that. I'm actually going through this evening. I'm really, really looking forward. Don't forget, Warza Albert is heading to the Fringe Theatre stage at Joburg Theatre from Friday the 1st of June to Sunday the 17th of June. And Warza Albert is probably one of the most vibrant examples of satirical anti-apartheid South African theatre, and demonstrates innovation and creativity during a seminal period of theatre in this country. It is a well-known production and it is going to be absolutely amazing. So make sure that you've got your tickets for that if you want to go and see Warza Albert, as I said, at the Fringe, on the Fringe stage at Joburg Theatre from the 1st to the 17th of June. There are morning performances on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 11, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3. Tickets are R70 and they're available by visiting www.joburgtheatre.com or by calling web tickets or even the theatre box office, which is 0861 670 670. And of course, there are special pensioner discounts available as well. Don't worry, all this information is on my website, heatherhook.com. So if you missed any of the prices or the dates, please head on over to heatherhook.com and go and get all your info there. Now, I'm quite looking forward, I must say, the hottest event and the hottest, one of the hottest musical events of this year, Jackaday or Jacaranda Day, is going down this Saturday, the 2nd of June. So Martin Bester broke the exciting news during his breakfast show in April, and the countdown has been going on and the acts have been sort of climbing. So the days have been coming down and the amount of acts have been climbing. I mean, currently scheduled to be on stage at the Monument Amphitheatre in Pretoria on Saturday the 2nd of June include Freshly Ground, Bobby Van Jaarsveld, The Parlour Tones, Juanita Duplessis, Joe Black, Martin Bester, DJ Jazzy D, Brendan Paper, Rafense, and loads more. So I'm really looking forward to this. The ticket prices are $165 for general admission. Kids under the age of 12 are $85 and pensioners are $85 as well. So if you want to get your tickets, make sure you head on over to jacarandafm.com and go and book. And Saturday is going to be absolutely fantastic at Monument Amphitheatre in Pretoria. So I will catch you guys there. Now, as much as I love running around and going to all these events and just having the best time in Joburg, I also need to unwind sometimes. And I actually did that this weekend for the first time in quite a while at a wonderful place called Rustig. It is located in Magaliesburg. It is absolutely stunning. They've got a whole bunch of hiking trails. But the best thing for me was that my cell phone, when I'm on Virgin Mobile, was unable to get signal. So I had no excuse. I couldn't sit on my phone. So I actually put my phone down. I went for a wonderful game drive. I went for a wonderful walk. I didn't hike. Don't get excited. But I did go for a walk, which was absolutely beautiful and scenic. I stayed in the beautiful old farmhouse and I just relaxed and unwound. And I think that's actually what it's all about, to be honest. So I caught up with Sune, whose family have owned the farm since the 1930s, and found out a bit more about Rustig and everything that they have to offer. So have a little listen as I chat to Sine.
Okay, Rustig is a family farm. It's been in the Kloppers family since 1920s. My grandmother was born here in 1930. She was born in the first room that was completed at the guest house. And later on it was proclaimed a heritage site, so it's difficult to do any renovations to the house, but we try and keep it as authentic as possible. It was always the Magalies Mountain is between the side of Hackworth, Geerpoort, and then Mooinooi on the other side, and families used to come. There's on the hiking routes, there's a New Year's cave, and they would go up on the 31st of December and have a big party in the New Year's cave, have a braai, a real.
So they would meet, the family from the other side of the mountain.
And then for the New Year's Day, normally the Kloppers family will come down to Rustig and it would be just relax and have a big family feast. And they try and still do it every 5 to 10 years, still come here and have a big family feast. And my father was the only son of my grandmother and great-grandparents that stayed in this house, then on the farm. And he was at Westays, and his father was a principal. And coming from the Kloppers family, came from money, and so the Westays did not. So he wasn't never really accepted in this prestige family ever. So always my father used to say, one day Oosthuizen is going to own this Kloppers family farm. I promise you that. So he worked his butt off always, and he's a businessman. He didn't make his money on the farm. He's a metallurgical engineer. So since we were I was grade two, we came and live, not on Rustach, just a neighboring farm. Was my grandfather got sick, very sick, so he bought over the farm.
Okay.
And as things would have it, lots of hard work and God's grace, he is a successful businessman, and he got the opportunity to buy Rustach. And so Westhuizen owns Rustach now.
Finally, like you said,
he promised. And so for my grand's 80th birthday, because they are still a close family, he built this venue, this beautiful venue. He had a vision. It was supposed to be big, and he wants to hold it. He does every now and then. We do classical musical concerts. Mm-hmm. He loves classical music, Afrikaans, any theater.
Well, it's such a beautiful setting as well, you know, to enjoy.
So he made sure the acoustics and everything is perfect. So, yeah, he built all this. He built extra accommodation for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started using Rustach as a, not as a like a buffer sport or a big vacation destination, more like this is a small family. Mm. Come in, come talk to us. We'll be here. Come be part of the family. Mm. You're welcome to go for a bike ride on the farm. It's safe. We've got our own security company. We've got game. Often my husband will say, listen, have you ever seen small little lambs or calves? Do you want to come in and feed them? So it's more of a family environment. Mm. Come and enjoy. Come and be a Rustach. You don't have to see anyone if you don't want to.
But like I did.
Yeah, just stay and sleep and rest. Or be part of the family. Come join the farm. Go for a run.
And the hiking? Tell me about the hiking.
The hiking, we started off... usually people just hiked up the mountain. Back in the day, it was free for all. Mm. So no one... you know, you could just hike from one end of the mountain to the other. But as the farms got sold in small little pieces, it got a bit more difficult. Lots of people had farmland on the mountains, but no accessibility to the top of the mountain. So we started building hikes. We got someone in that helped us. 3, 5, and 9 or 13 kilometers. So 13 being an overnight hike, if you would prefer.
Okay.
And literally, he built up all the way. There's a lot of history in the mountains. There was what they call ambulance kopi, where the Buddha threw down one of the English ambulances because they were not carrying patients but weapons. So they were literally still a lot of, when they built the hikes, you could still get a lot of the weapons and weaponry that was still dug out. So it's a very rich area for history. So he went, Albert Borsett built it for us, and he went and named all the historical places. So you can go up and say, okay, this is Ambulance Kopi, this is New Year's Cave, this is where the back cave is. So
you're learning stuff while you're hiking as well. Okay, and I mean, of course, it's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. So now tell me about the farmhouse that I stayed in. Okay, so I said, I know you said that your grandmother was born in it, and tell me all about this, and you told me something about the bricks as well. That's very interesting.
Each and every brick of this house was actually baked in the oven outside, because back in the day, there wasn't a lot of resources, and we still have all the little title deeds that my great-grandfather had to ask the government at that stage. Can we use more water from the river? Can we do so? They had to do everything themselves. So it was him and two other laborers, and they built this house little by little. When she was born, there was only one room.
Yes.
It was finished. So that was it. This is where we stay. And they, so now we use it on New Year's days to bake breads and chicken, and people come and then just have a picnic and just relax and just be it.
Beautiful lawns.
On the lawns. This is one of my father and my grandmother's, they're very proud of their garden. So we try and keep it. It's literally the same since I still remember my great-grandparents. I was blessed to still grow up in this house and have family dinners and Sunday luncheons here. So I remember getting hidings for running on this red stoop because you were not allowed to. They were punished. It.
No, my word.
So everything, literally the avocado trees were planted when my father was born. That was like a thing. So it's still here. We still use the avocado pears. So it's literally a family farm that we try and keep as ornate as possible. And as so we try and keep it up rather than, we do want to expand to stuff, mm-hmm. obviously, because there's a more of a need now, because it's only an hour's drive, mm-hmm. it can quickly pop in for a weekend.
Yes, for a weekend or a long weekend or whatever.
So that's why we added the overnight hike. As my father expanded the farms, we got the opportunity to buy a neighboring farm. So now you can do an 18-kilometer hike, and that is a must overnight.
Yes. You can't do it in one day. No. So and how many people do you have through here in a day? I mean, it was quite busy yesterday. There were loads of people up and down. And
the hiking, the day visitors, is a lot. Between a normal, in summer, you can get up to 80 to 150 hikers.
Wow.
And winter, 80 to 120, depends on the, depends on the day of the month. If middle of the month, not so much. End of the month, everybody wants to get out.
And then once they finish hiking, they can come and sit by the pool, they can have some drinks, they can have lunch.
We've got a day fee, so it's 65 rand, and then the facilities are yours. You can swim, you can have a shower if you wish, you can have drinks, you can spend the whole day, you can go for a bike ride. So it's not, you don't just pay for the hike. And if you stay here, you don't pay for the hike.
Yes. And then you've got different accommodation options. Obviously, I remember you said they were built for the family and whatever, but if people wanted to come and stay the weekend, or how would that work?
So you've got your guest house where you stay. Mm-hmm. That's not self-catering. And we do the food, and it's the old house. So you just relax, and we provide. And then we've got the farmhouse that's very popular. That was where my uncle used to stay. So we just upped it a bit. So it's a 10, sleeps 10, and people.
This one is 6, and that one's 10.
That one's 10. Okay. People love it because it's got a huge veranda, a huge kitchen. So lots of time, families will come, and then they'll rent out the farmhouse and the tented camps, which is one of the other accommodations. It's got a little kitchenette and a bathroom.
Okay.
And it sleeps 4 or 6.
Okay.
And because the kitchen and the veranda are so big on the farmhouse, they'll often...
Everyone just comes across
there and have a big old braai and everything. So that's quite popular. And then we've got the backpackers. The hikers, they like to keep it basic.
Mm.
So we don't do camping here yet. So that is just for them. They come, the hiking clubs come, they've got a communal kitchen, they've got their own little ablution blocks, and they just sit there and they go hike and they come back, and it's just bed and basic. So they love that.
This is Brian
and whatever. And then we've got the little stone house. That's one of the oldest. Mm. It's been here forever. And I don't know, for some reason, people just love it. It sleeps 4. It's got their own little kitchen, and it uses the ablution blocks. That's about 5 to 10 meters away. Mm. And people, if you get lovers of the stone house, and they just stick to the stone house, they're always going to the stone house.
And how many people can you accommodate at maximum capacity?
73.
Okay, all right. And then the conference center, or the building that was built, what can you do in there? I mean, I know you said you do musical stuff and whatever, but I mean, yes, if people wanted to hire it out for a wedding or...
Yes, we do weddings, we do functions, we do baby showers, we do conferences, we do team buildings, and we do poiki course. So we do literally anything. It depends on your need. If you want to rent out the whole of Resta, which is usually what happens before weddings, then we close it off. The Friday and the Saturday, it's just yours and your families, and you can enjoy it. That's something that the brides and the grooms love. It's just they're secluded on the mountain. There's no, we don't take any day visitors. Mm. So it's yours and your families, and you can just enjoy it. But if you want something smaller, it's a very big hall. We can accommodate up to 165 people.
Okay.
So then we just, we cater for smaller, and then you don't have to rent out the whole
thing. Stuff. Yeah.
No, we
yeah, flexible and available to you. Yeah, and how can everyone get hold of you? Website details, phone numbers?
Website, www.resta.co.za. And there, everything, you'll find everything, the telephone number and everything is on there.
Don't worry, it's fine. We'll head to the website. And they can find out prices and all that stuff, make inquiries, everything.
And we do have a winter special that's a 40% discount. Mm. We try and hopefully you'll see, not hopefully, I'm trying to make sure it's before the July holidays, but otherwise before December, we're getting a heated indoor pool.
Oh, nice.
To make it more accessible, especially for the older people and the kids. You want to swim right through the year.
Yes.
The weather's lovely, so yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for having me, and I'm sure I'll be back again soon.
We hope so. Thank you for coming all the way.
Cheers.
This truly is a magical place, and there's a reason it's called Rustig. I can promise you that. Do yourself a favor, go check them out. Their website is rustig.co.za. You can give them a call on 079-490-2690 or drop them an email, bookings@rustig.co.za. Go, unwind, breathe, be out in the fresh air. It's amazing. All right. So as you know, I love my wine. Don't forget. And there are two amazing wine events coming up next week that if you don't have them in your diary, please put them in because you'll be very sad if you miss out. So the first one is the Juliet Cullinan Standard Bank Wine Festival, which is back celebrating its 28th birthday this year, would you believe? And it is going to be hosted at the Park House of Events on 7 at Hyde Park Corner on Tuesday, June the 5th and Wednesday, June the 6th from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. And tickets can be purchased online at web tickets at 220 Rand per person or at the door on the night for 240 Rand per person. I'm not going to go into it too much. I have spoken about it quite a lot before. Obviously, all the information is available on my site. And if you want to win some tickets, stay tuned because I'm going to be sharing how to do that a little bit later in the show. More wine. Also heading your way, the Tops at Spa Wine Show is going to be running from the 7th to the 9th of June at Monte Cassino. The show is celebrating its 13th anniversary this year. Yes, that's correct. So, wow, these things have been going on for quite a while. You don't want to miss out. And this is a wonderful world of wine which awaits those who crave a bit of magic and plenty of adventure. Backed by popular demand is going to be the interactive and edutaining wine theater. There's also a range of VIP packages over and above general access as well this year. And these include things like exclusive and private tastings of premium wines and fine food pairing, a VIP lounge access, special gift, snacks, canapes, and loads more. So tickets are available at 160 Rand online or 180 Rand at the door. As I said, that is Thursday the 7th of June from 5 until 9, Friday the 8th of June from 5 until 9, and then Saturday the 9th of June from 3 until 9. And that is at Monte Cassino. So head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and go check out the Life is a Cabernet at this year's Tops at Spa wine show. Looking forward. Okay, so now I know you love to win. And I've got tons of competitions currently running, so I'm just going to run through all of them and give you the closing dates, and you can go and enter. Just make sure that you enter prior to the closing date, and you could be the lucky winner. So, first up, if you want to win a double set of tickets to see the Whitney Show, which is making its debut at the Theatre of Marcellus at Emperor's Palace Casino for a 3-week run from the 21st of June to the 8th of July, I'm excited to have 5 sets of double tickets valued at 500 Rand per set to give away. That is 2,500 rands worth of tickets. You want to see this. Belinda Davids, local girl from Cape Town, is taking the lead role and is backed by a 7-piece live band, dancers, and stunning theatrical effects that will have you literally singing along and dancing in the aisles. And it is set to be a jaw-dropping musical tribute experience to one of music's most loved icons. The competition closes 30th of May, so you don't have a lot of time. Make sure to head on over to heatherhook.com for all of these. Click on the competitions tab and then click on the competition that you want to enter. You need to comment at the bottom of the post, specifically on this one, and let me know what your favorite Whitney Houston song is. As I said, competition closes 30th of May and the winners will be contacted via email. I mentioned earlier, I have got 2 double sets of tickets to give away to 2 lucky readers valued at 440 Rand per set to head through to the Juliet Cullinan Wine Festival. So if you would like to head through on Tuesday, June the 5th at the Park House of Events on 7 at Hyde Park Corner in the evening, you need to make sure to enter on my site and let me know what your favorite wine is that you hope to get to taste should you win. Super easy. Competition closes 1st of June and the winner again will be contacted via email. If you want to see Carmen, the opera, which is on stage at Joburg Theatre this June, I have got two double sets of tickets. So you could win 1 of 2 double sets of tickets valued at 600 Rand per set to see this amazing opera on Sunday, the 3rd of June at 3 p.m. Make sure to comment and let me know why you would love to see Carmen, the opera at Joburg Theatre. And the competition closes 31st of May. New, if you want to see new competition, yay, if you want to win a set of tickets to see Disney on Ice, yes, you heard me correct. I have got a set of 4 family tickets, so either 2 adults and 2 children or 1 adult and 3 children, however you want to divvy it up, to see Disney on Ice at the Ticket Pro Dome on the opening evening of Friday the 22nd of June. And it's the show starts at 6 p.m. The value is 1,112 Rand for these 4 tickets. Please make sure that you head on over to my website, click on the competitions tab, and then make sure to enter at the bottom. You have to answer a super easy question and let me know which one is the correct answer. The question is, which kingdom do Anna and Elsa live in? I've even given you a couple of options to choose from there. You just need to comment with the correct answer. Competition closes the 15th of June, and again, winner will be contacted by email. Last but not least, if you want to win a set of tickets to the Saturday Social Club on the 9th of June, then you need to head on over to the competitions tab on my site. It is taking place at the Red Roman Shed at Empress Palace, and it's going to be featuring food stalls, craft beer, and the very best of South African rock music. This edition is going to be featuring Foko Felicikar, The Sweet Resistance, 4AM, and Six String Stories are also on the bill. And I've got a set of tickets valued at 500 Rand to attend this awesome music event. So make sure to enter and let me know where the event is being held. Everything is in the post, so don't worry, I've not made it particularly tricky for you. And you can go and see some of our greatest SA rock bands and enjoy a fun evening out on the 9th of June at the Red Roman Shed at Empress Palace. So that is going to be an absolute blast. Rightio, that is it from me for my final show. It has been absolutely amazing. As always, the last 2 years have been fantastic. And if I could do it all over again, I most certainly will. Make sure to catch me on SAFM every single Friday evening between 9:30 and 10 on Backtracks with John Gerica on 104 to 107 FM. Make sure to tune in. Make sure to tweet me, say hi, get engaged on social media. And of course, my website handles, my website is heatherhook.com. My social media handles, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Follow, engage, tell me what you like. Tell me if there's something that's coming up that you think that I should cover or somebody you think I should interview. And I look forward to sharing with you again in the foreseeable future. Have an absolutely, absolutely blessed day. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.